Senate Bill 365 addresses a number of issues as it relates to IEPs and students with special needs obtaining the services that they are allowed to get and in fact are supposed to get under federal law. And there have been some instances across our state that have been brought to me by families that I think are in need of addressing, many of which would essentially recite federal law that is being, in many instances, being ignored by some school districts across our state. So the issue, you know, why is this needed? And I thought I would just take a few minutes to go through the bill and just explain why that they're there. And I will try not to take too much of the committee's time because there are some witnesses here. But in the first provision that deals with an initial evaluation, this is to make sure that every 2 years, which the federal law, now I might be mistaken, it may be every 3 years, but that if requested, an IEP would be given to, because as students change, they make progress or they don't make progress, or maybe they take a step back, that there's another evaluation that takes place. Some, there are, at least what I have been told, there are instances where districts are denying those. They've said you've already had one initial evaluation and that's it. That is a problem this bill seeks to address. This would prohibit legal counsel from being present during the initial evaluation as well. There's not supposed to be legal counsel in those hearings. And this is not to say that the families would have legal counsel in there without the districts, but this is supposed to be an opportunity for those families to address the concerns with the educators that deal with them on a day-to-day basis and make sure those needs are being addressed. There's also a provision in here that deals with what I think is a potential conflict of interest from legal counsel who are advising on one end as it relates to whether or not to grant either an initial evaluation or the substance of that IEP and then litigating it on the back end. I think there's some abuse that's taking place by some lawyers across the state that are representing these districts that are not really interested in resolving the issues on with families, and it becomes very costly. It becomes costly for the district, and that inures, unfortunately, to the benefit of those attorneys who are playing sort of both sides of the equation. And so we really just want to make sure that there isn't that incentive, because as these families, many of which have very limited means, to the extent that this gets dragged out further along in the process, it is a financial detriment to those families. A few other issues. I won't go through the whole bill, and certainly want to be willing to answer any questions. But one section here that is not in federal law that I think would be a good place for Missouri to go, that if there is a denial of the IEP, that the reasons actually be stated for the families, so that they know exactly what took place in that meeting, that there's a record of it, and that that I just think that's something that we could certainly improve upon the current process. So in a nutshell, this is a bill to try to address that IEP process for families as they work through trying to obtain services for their children and make sure that that's fair and one that complies with federal law.